You're listening to an Amplify podcast.
Hi, you're listening to Amplify on Sin, and we are here to celebrate one of the amazing events. So last week was the NAIDOC week, which was from 2nd July to 9th July. This week may have passed, but we all feel like celebrating Indigenous history, culture needs more than a week, and is something that should be promoted and celebrated throughout the year. So for some of the people who don't know what NAIDOC week is, so NAIDOC stands for National Aboriginals and Islanders Day Observance Community, and it usually occurs annually in July, and it's to celebrate history, culture, and achievements of Aboriginals and Torres Strait Islander people. So NAIDOC is not only celebrated by Indigenous communities, but it is celebrated by all Australians and overseas. Did you guys know that last week was NAIDOC's week?
I had no idea.
Yeah, to be honest, I had no idea.
You know, that's what it makes me sad, that on the surface it may seem like we're doing a lot for Aboriginals, and I'm sure there are people out there that, you know, is taking advantage of these weeks and saying, oh, we're doing a lot for them, they shouldn't complain. But you know, I still feel like these kinds of things are not promoted enough, you know, in schools, in communities. I actually didn't know about it too until I saw a poster at a local library. We are here to amplify these voices and, you know, talk about things that matter to young people. Moving on to 2023 NAIDOC's week theme. So this year's theme was for our elders. As we all know that across every generation, their elders have played and continue to play an important role and are holding a prominent place in our communities and families. They are known to be culture knowledge holders, trailblazers, nourishers, advocates, teachers, survivors, leaders, hard workers, and their loved ones. They're also the one that have sacrificed a lot for us and for this unceded land that we are on. What do you guys think? They also have a prompt that they ask of people, that how will you celebrate for our elders? So what are you guys' thoughts? What do you think about this year's theme?
NAIDOC week can be celebrated by everyone, right? So since the theme for this year is for our elders, and everyone can take action to amplify the message, and NAIDOC week gives all Australians the opportunity to celebrate and learn about the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander hero communities, cultures, and history.
I just thought it's important to note how you actually heard about this, Elishva. Was it at like a local?
Yeah, it was a local library.
A local library. So do you know if they, how they actually promote this week? Because I don't think any of us, except for you, have actually heard about it. So I feel like even if it's celebrated by some Australians who aren't part of the Indigenous community, it's still not like super widely spread.
Yeah, you're right. I'm pretty sure in the library, they're probably going to be promoting maybe Aboriginal authors, maybe showing some videos and having some decoration using the Aboriginal art. But I have come across a very cool way to celebrate this, and it is by a very famous place. Have you guys heard of Loom?
Oh yeah,
you know, they're famous for holding amazing exhibitions.
Yeah,
so I've heard the news that they will be holding a big multi-sensory exhibition called Connection, which is dedicated to First Nation artists and music. And I think this is the most coolest thing ever, because I feel like throughout this year and last year, a lot of tourists have been going to these places, and previously they held the exhibition for Van Gogh artwork, and it was so great. And I feel like this is such a good way to promote Aboriginal art, because to be honest, I don't know if you guys have seen any of them in real life, but they are so amazing and talented, and I feel like more people need to talk about them.
Wait, I've seen the article, and so the Connection exhibition is dedicated to First Nations art and music, but is it created by First Nations artists?
Pretty sure it should be Aboriginal. That way it would mean more to Indigenous communities, and I'm pretty sure it's already open. It opened at Friday 23rd June, so I'm pretty sure it's still here. Oh, it says it here. There are more than 110 Indigenous visual and musical artists in a dazzling fashion. Yeah, it's at the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre Gallery, if anyone wondering where to go. From the pictures of it, it seems really nice. There are some comments over here talking about how this is a beautiful collection of storytellers sharing our culture with the world the way that our ancestors have taught us to do. This was said by the professor, please sorry if I pronounced the name wrong, Waini Huilem, which is a NAIDOC Indigenous Artist of the Year who is contributing digital storytelling via drawn photography and art to the exhibition. He also did a smaller version premiered at the National Museum of Australia in 2023. Wow, that is so cool. I really hope that this exhibition gets bigger and it can go to different countries, maybe different exhibitions.
I feel like if NAIDOC week was like talked about in school, because NAIDOC week is basically recognizing the history, culture, and achievements of Indigenous Australians. So if it was talked about more in school, you know.
I really agree with you, Bella, that I feel like school going kids should do a lot of activities. Maybe they should also meet Indigenous communities community people and hear their story from themselves, because, you know, I feel like that would be just so much more exciting and warm heart feeling because you're hearing that from them. And it's such a great opportunity to learn more about the community and even connect with them. Because, you know, when do we ever get to see someone from the indigenous community, you know?
I like what you guys said about how important it is that schools teach their students about this topic. But also, I think it's important that they're not only just talking about it very briefly, but actually fostering interests and making sure that students want to learn more about it in their own time. Because, you know, if you want to learn a new topic, you wouldn't be, if you're not interested in it, or if you don't connect with the people of the community, then you're less likely to want to get more involved and actually, you know, help with the problem. So yeah, I think even though schools are doing a really great job of focusing on the problem right now, I think what's even more important is that we get connected with people of the actual community.
I feel like you said, that they need to foster kids with this interest, because if the kids have interest in this topic, they grow up and, you know, take action against this topic. Yeah, contribute to it and, you know, promote this and celebrate it more. And I feel like your school is doing such a great job about it. Like, you know, having connection with the elder or an indigenous community is so important. And I feel like our school really needs it. I feel like maybe some junior kids might be a bit disrespectful towards it, but it's just because they haven't really been talking about these stuff with them. And that's why I feel like they're doing such a great job, you know? And I feel like it sounds so interesting and cool. I would love to be there.
I think it's great that we have the power to talk about this. So I think even if your schools don't have the same resources, I suppose, it would be really great. Like, we have the power to speak up, and that's one of our biggest powers. So even bringing that message to your schools and, like, just trying to get more involved and letting everyone know about it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're grateful that we have the courage and the power to do all this stuff. Even talking about this show, I'm sure someone would probably be listening to it and they might have never heard of this week, but now they know. Maybe now they feel more engaged in this topic, you know? I feel like even small contribution, like talking on our show, contributes to them, you know? So heads off to Sin for giving us this platform, and to us for talking about this thing.
Yay!
Yes.
And we should continue talking about this, because this is never-ending topic, and we should always remember the elders. We should always remember the past, present, and the emerging elders of this unceded land. And if you're listening to this and you have never heard about this before, go research about it or go celebrate it. I hope you guys enjoyed this segment, and moving on to the next set of songs.